if I'm the best college and career pastor in the world, but I'll take it. I say yes and amen. No, I'm just kidding. But it's so good to come into God's house. Isn't that an amazing testimony about God's faithfulness, a miracle? God saved that baby's life. God loves us. God cares for us. It says in Psalm 65, I was thinking about this morning because I just love to come and worship with you. It's a blessing to come into God's house. And it says in Psalm 65, "Blessed, Lord, are those who you choose and bring near to live in your courts." And here's the key. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. And I know this is a holiday weekend, and there are a lot of people out getting some holiday rest, but we came to the house of God today, and we're getting holiday blessed. Amen? Amen. And so I believe that today, with your connection to God's house, we've already been experiencing God's goodness, but we're going to be filled today with the good things of God's house. Can you believe that? Can anybody say amen? Amen. 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 Well, happy Memorial Day weekend. We're so thankful for those who have given their lives for our country, for our freedom. I hope I have my notes here. Praise the Lord. Man, we are blessed. We're a blessed people. We live in a blessed nation. We go to a blessed church. Amen. 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 Well, I remember. I always like to start out with something funny, and please don't be offended. It's just a joke, okay? But I heard about this man. He was sitting in a dark theater, and he was waiting for the show to start. And so he thought to pass the time, he leaned over to the person sitting next to him, and he said, "Hey, how would you like to hear a blonde joke?" She thought about it for a second. She said, "Well, I'm 6 foot tall, I'm a blonde, and I'm a professional athlete. The woman next to me is 6 foot two, a blonde, and she's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. The woman next to her is 6 foot four, a blonde, and she's the kickboxing champion of the world. Why don't you tell me, do you want to tell us a blonde joke?" He paused and thought about it for a minute. He said, "Well, not if I'm going to have to explain it 3 times. Oh, God bless you. I can say that one because I'm a natural blonde. But as I've gotten older, I think it was when I graduated college, it started to darken up. But okay, anyways, God bless you guys, all the people. May the Lord give you wisdom and all kinds of good things today. Amen. Well, I want to talk to you today under the title, Shine. And I believe that, God's goodness is shining on this house today. God's goodness is shining in your life. And what I want to do through God's word today is just put like a magnifying glass of God's favor, of God's blessing over your head, of God's presence, that you would experience a magnification of the goodness of God in your life. How many of you could say, "I would like to have that"? Amen. All right, that's most of us. Cool. So if you have your Bibles, flip them open to Numbers chapter 6. This is an awesome, awesome scripture. Numbers 6, and we're going to start in verse 22. And I want to read to you the priestly blessing that God gave to his people Israel. Numbers 6. Verse 22, if you're there, say, "I'm there." "I'm there." Oh, you guys are fast. I love it. Bible scholars. Man, let me just say that God is for you. God is on your side. I believe that he's here today. And like we said, when you come into God's house, this is a place where nothing is impossible. The people of faith, we've come into God's presence today. I believe that whatever you have need of, as I'm sharing the word today, I want you to just grab a hold of those things by faith. To just hear God's word and say, "Yes, amen, that's for me." All right? So check this out. You guys are all there. Numbers chapter 6. We're going to start in verse 22. It says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you his peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I, this is the Lord speaking, will bless them. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to give you honor today. We thank you for the testimonies that have already been shared today. And God, we thank you for the testimonies that are coming. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence in this house today. I pray that every single need that is represented here, that you would come and meet that need today. I pray, Lord, that through your word, you would speak to us, that you would encourage us, that you strengthen us, that you build us up. And God, we thank you that you don't withhold any good thing from us. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. God make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. How many of you have heard that before? All right, if you haven't heard it before, then this is maybe your first time. Welcome. Welcome to CCC. You know, this is a powerful blessing. God gave this blessing to the priests in the Old Testament for them to speak over God's people. And if I can just take a little side note here, you know, God has anointed our pastor, Pastor Joel, to be the priest over this house. And so I want to encourage you that every time this blessing is spoken in this house, to, like I said, to receive from that. To say, yes, God is blessing me. God is for me. God is on my side. His face is shining on me. Would you just find a couple of people around you? Would you just greet them? I want you to do this. Just let them know, hey, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Just say, hey, it's good to see you in God's house. You're going to be blessed in the service today. I love you. You look good. You smell good. Just whatever. Just bless somebody around you. We instructed the ushers today to only let the best looking people in. And so if you made it today, man, good. That's great. You look good. Praise God. You're blessed. Amen. It's a powerful thing when somebody speaks a blessing over you. When somebody says, you are blessed, you're going to be blessed today. God is for you. God is on your side. It's a powerful thing for somebody to speak a blessing over your life. You know, in 1979, there were archaeologists, I can't say that word, I can, but in God's grace, excavating a tomb near Jerusalem, and they discovered two small silver scrolls that recorded this priestly blessing from Numbers chapter 6. The scrolls were dated back to the 7th century BC. That's like way back about the time of Isaiah. Okay, these are the oldest known written scriptures that we have found. And it's this blessing from Numbers chapter 6. And they said, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Man, pray for me. I can't even talk this morning. But may God be gracious to you. May he make his face shine upon you. When I first heard that term, is anybody with me? Do you think it was weird, God make his face shine upon you? What does that mean? Yeah, at least two people. And I'm going to preach to these guys. That was weird for me. What does that mean? I've never, you know, I lived most of my life, and I never heard anybody say, hey, may that guy make his face shine upon you, okay? Like, that's not a common term. What does it mean to have God's face shine upon you? And I believe that there's power in that terminology, in what that represents. And I believe that God is going to unlock that power in your life today. You know that God's word has power to transform your world? I got an amen over there. Praise God. God's word is powerful. Come on, keep the amens coming. I'm going to get into this today. You're going to be blessed in today's service, whether you like it or not. You're going to be blessed. God is for you. He's on your side. Nothing can stand in his way. God loves you. He's holding you in the palm of his hand. And he's a good God. Amen. God's word is powerful, and it will change your world. This week, I was during Wednesday prayer, you know, we pray for you. I was praying for you guys, and I was just walking around the sanctuary, and I was walking right by this altar right here. And literally, this revelation came from God. God revealed something to me that brought me to my knees down at this altar. I said, God, that is powerful. That is an amazing truth about your word. I have to tell your people about this truth, but we don't have time today, so... You'll just have to wait until the next time I preach. But God's word is powerful. God's word will change your life. God's word can change your world. And I believe that you're going to be changed by God's word, that every blessing that God has spoken over you in this book is yes and amen, and it has the power to transform your life. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. I'm going to preach it. Amen. And so what does it mean? How many people here could say, I could use, by show of hands, I could use more of God's grace in my life, use more of God's blessing, more of God's favor, more strength, more hope, more peace? Okay, good. I got the right crowd today. Everybody here could say that I need more of that, and I want to unlock a truth for you today that I believe will open up the windows of heaven for you to receive those things into your life. So it says, let the Lord make his face shine upon you. I think that the best translation that kind of unlocks the mystery of God's face shining upon us is the Message translation, and it says this: may God smile toward you. Do you look at your neighbor and smile? Doesn't it feel good to have somebody smile at you? What does it represent when somebody is smiling toward you? When someone is looking at you and smiling, that represents their favor. They're looking upon you favorably. The light of God's face shining upon you is God smiling toward you. God looking favorably toward you. I like to see it as this. You know, God lists all kinds of blessings in Scripture. He says, just like Pastor Leon was sharing, man, praise God for Pastor Leon. What a blessing. He said, many of are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from them all. Amen. And God says, by his stripes you are healed, and you are blessed when you come into God's house. And there are all kinds of blessings in Scripture. But when I read this one, may God make his face shine upon you, I see that as like the catch-all. Okay? Maybe what you're going through today, there's not a specific scripture because you dropped your phone in the lake and you say, God, I need a new one. But that's not listed in the Bible. But the face of God shining upon you says God looks favorably upon you in every situation. You have the favor of God. What does the light of God shining on you represent? God's favor. How many of you know that if God favors you, that there's no situation, there's nothing that can come against you that can stop it? Amen? If God favors you, then you have victory. And this term is found in the Old Testament. It's found in the priestly blessing. And we see it throughout the Psalms. God, make your face shine upon your people. And I was curious about this term, and I wanted to bring a word that would bless you today. And so I thought, well, I have to find a New Testament example of that. And you know what I found that's very interesting is that there's no New Testament mention of God's face shining on his people. And I know because I Googled it. I checked. I couldn't find any New Testament example of God's face shining upon his people. So I want to take you to a scripture really quick. Today is Pentecost Sunday. Weren't you blessed by that Holy Spirit song? Wow, that was incredible. Aren't you thankful for the Holy Spirit? Acts chapter 2, it's Pentecost Sunday. We're going to take a look at this scripture that I believe has a powerful truth for you as Christians. You know, we have an incredible promise from God, a new covenant. A covenant of grace, a covenant of mercy. And we have the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. So check out, whenever I'm worried about what I'm going to say when I preach, I always come back to this scripture because this is the first New Testament sermon. And Peter says, hey, everybody, we're not drunk. That's how he started. I said, I can beat that. I can do No, this is powerful. It's the Holy Spirit moving through his words. And it says this, Peter, he's addressing the crowd and he's telling them what exactly is going on the day of Pentecost. And the Holy Spirit is poured out and God is moving and God is speaking to people. And Peter gets up and he's preaching and he says, he quotes Joel, and then I'm going to start in verse 22. He says, "Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did among you through him. As you yourselves know, this man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him." Amen. And this is what David said about Jesus in the Psalms, Peter says. "I saw the Lord always before me, and because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken." Wow, Pastor Leon, he got up. He didn't know that I was going to quote this scripture today, but he said, at the right hand of God, we have healing, we have favor, we have blessing. And it says, Jesus, at the right hand of God, we will not be shaken. It says, "Therefore, my heart will be glad and my tongue will rejoice. My body will also live in hope because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life and you will fill me with joy in your presence." That's a good message, amen. And then everybody gets saved in the place, and it's a big party. They named it, I think they called that place Christian Celebration Center, something like that. It was a big old party, a big celebration. Everybody became Christians. It was awesome. And but there's one line in here that stuck out to me. It says in the beginning, this is David talking about Jesus. And it says, "I saw the Lord always before me." Now, for my KJV fans, do I have any in the house? Oh, yeah, God bless you guys. "For thou who lovest KJV," I really like how it says this because I believe that this is a powerful truth for your life. It says, the Lord is always, his face is always toward me. It says, his face is always toward me. This is David talking about Jesus. And like I said, this blessing of God's face shining on us, it represents God's glory shining in your life. It represents God favoring you in life. When a situation comes up, God's on your side. How many of you think it's good to have God on your team? Amen. I would pick him first, okay? Don't let the other team have a chance. I'm picking Jesus first. Laces up, he's my choice. And God is on your side when his face is shining toward you. But there's no mention of that in the New Testament, except for right here it says that God's face is always shining on Jesus. So what does that mean for you and I? What does that mean for Christians? What does that mean for people who believe? Like that song said, "I believe in you." The ones who believe in Jesus for their salvation. That you, in Christ, have the permanent favor of God. Amen. God's face is always shining on you because you are in Christ. Does that sound like good news? Amen. We are in Christ, and that means that God's face is always shining on us. You always have God's favor in your life. If you're facing a difficult situation, you can know, you can stand in faith and say, you know what? Jesus is always before God's face, and I am in Jesus. God is favoring me right now. God's glory is shining in my life right now. You know, in the Old Testament, God's face shone, right? It says that Moses, he went up on the mountain, and his face, when God was speaking to him, his face was shining. He came down from the mountain, and everybody's like, "Whoa, Mo, what did you do? What is up? You got a chemical peel, bro? Why is your face like that?" So much so, his face was shining with God's glory that he had to put a veil over his face because he was like blinding everybody with God's glory. And I want to check out a scripture here. I got lots of scriptures here. God's word is powerful, amen. And this is found in Well, where is this found? This is found in Colossians, and it says, "Now, if the ministry that brought death, which was engraved in letters on stone, came with glory, so that the Israelites could not look steadily in the face of Moses because of its glory, transitory though it was." So I want to tell you that this blessing in number six, the glory of God that was in the old covenant, it was great. It was good. It was glorious. God's favor was on Israel. But it was transitory. It was temporary. It was fading. It says, "Will not the ministry of the Spirit," which we just read about, Acts chapter 2. This is the day of Pentecost. "The ministry of the Spirit be even more glorious. If the ministry that brought condemnation was glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness? For what was glorious has no glory now in comparison with the surpassing glory. And if what was transitory came with glory, how much more is the glory of that which lasts? Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold. We are not like Moses, who had put a veil over his face to prevent the Israelites from seeing the end of what was passing away, but their minds were made dull." And I won't keep reading. But so Moses, we are on a time crunch here. I want to get you guys out for some Memorial Day stuff. So this ministry that brought death, the law, the old covenant, that was based on man's righteousness, that was based on our performance to God, God's blessing based on our righteousness, that came with glory. But much more is the new covenant. The New Testament is that Jesus himself, on the cross, he became sin who knew no sin, that through his sacrifice we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. If you have made Jesus your Savior, you can stand in confidence and say that the glory, even that glory that was on Moses, a greater glory is on my life. God's shining on my life even more than that. God's favor is on my life. God's blessing is on my life. Have you ever been reading? I know that I've done this so many times. You're reading maybe through the Psalms or something like that, just getting your day started, and you read something that says, gives a blessing for the righteous. It says, "When the righteous do this, they'll always succeed," or something like that, and you immediately disqualify yourself. Has anybody ever done that? Say, "Well, that's not me. Well, that's nice for the righteous that they have that blessing, but that's not for me," right? But the truth is, here's a great thing, that Jesus himself took your place as a sinner. And when you received Jesus, an exchange took place. Not just that he took all of your sins, because he did. Jesus took everything that you deserved, all of the punishment for every sin you've ever done, and he gave you his righteousness. Every blessing that Jesus deserved, all of the favor of God that Jesus deserved, he transferred it to us. How many of you think that's a good deal? I want to make that deal, okay? Jesus took all of my punishment, and I get all of his benefit. Amen. What a God we serve. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Man, God is so good to me. Well, so what am I getting at with all of this, okay? What am I really trying to say here? What I want to let you know, if you can leave with one thing today, is that all of the blessings, all of the promises of God, all of the favor of God, every promise listed in this book is already yours. Amen. Everything that is written down, every promise, every victory, every bit of strength and health, and everything that is listed, every blessing is already yours in Christ Jesus. Amen. Don't believe me? Check out this scripture. It says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Amen. Would you look at somebody next to you and say, you're blessed. You're blessed. Come on, say it like you mean it. I want to speak over you. You're blessed. You have every spiritual blessing in Christ. God's face is constantly shining on you because you are in Christ. God has blessed. It says he has blessed you. Not that he will bless you, not in the sweet by and by one day, but God has blessed you. Right now, you are blessed. You have God's blessing on your life. How has God blessed you? In Christ. Because you are in Christ, you are blessed. Now, you might be sitting here this morning. I love all the amens, the shouts. Yes, that's me. Amen. But you might be saying, no, I'm not. You don't know my situation. You don't know what I'm going through. Pastor Jake, I know you say that I have been blessed, but no. No, I haven't. Somebody might be thinking that today. You might be thinking, I'm not blessed. Things don't look good in my life right now. In fact, I have a lot of things coming up against me right now. I don't feel blessed. Things don't look blessed. You know what? When I look at my checking account, I know I'm not blessed, okay? Pastor Jake, what are you telling me? I don't even want to look at it. I don't even want to know what's in there. Your checking account might not say you're blessed. Business might be slow and you might be going through a tough time. It might not feel like you have received every spiritual blessing in Christ. But what I want you to see through God's word today is it doesn't matter what you feel like in the natural. And it doesn't matter what the circumstances that you might be facing look like. God's word is stronger than how we feel. And it's more powerful than anything that would come up against us. Amen? Amen. You know, it's easy to say, hey, that sounds good. I know that God's going to give me health. God's going to bless me. He's going to provide for me. But I'll believe it when I see it. You ever thought that before? I will believe it when I see it. But I want to tell you this morning that the way to gain access to the promises of God, the ones that he's already given you, he has blessed you with every spiritual blessing, is by believing it. You have to believe before you see. You know, one of my great heroes, Smith Wigglesworth. Oh, you can check this out. Smith Wigglesworth, he once said, isn't that a funny name? He once said, everybody wants to feel saved before they believe. But God has designed it only to work one way, that you must believe first, and then you will feel saved. And a lot of us, we want to feel blessed before we say, I'm blessed. We want to feel prosperous before I say, I'm prosperous. We want to feel healthy before I say, I'm healed. Before we say, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We want to feel strong before we say that. But God said that you got to say it. You have to believe it before you can feel it. He said, let the weak say, I'm strong. Let the poor say, I am strong. You guys know your word. Amen. You guys are blessed. It says, you got to say it. You got to believe it. It didn't say, let the poor say, nothing ever goes good for me. I'm never going to get that promotion. Let the weak say, I'm just going to lay here. Let the weak say, I'm going to take a nap. No, it says, let the weak say, I'm strong. You might not be feeling strong this morning. But I believe that if you will take hold of that promise, it's already yours. If you'll say, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, God is strengthening me. He's renewing my youth like the eagles. He says that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will rise up. They will walk and not grow weary. They will run and they will not faint. That was probably backwards, but God is blessing it anyways. He's giving it to you. Amen. God is strengthening you. God is prospering you. God is blessing you. You might not feel like it right now, but I want to encourage you to stir up your faith and believe it, to know it, to believe that it's true. In Joshua 18, God says to his people, how long will it be before you take possession of the land that I've given you? You know, I heard one pastor put this way. He said that he pictured in heaven a huge warehouse, and it's filled with all of these boxes, and each one of them has an individual label on it, and it represents the blessings of God that people never received. Here's one box for Sally. It's full of forgiveness, but she went through her entire life full of guilt, shame, always feeling washed up. She never received it. Here's one for Michael. It's a business that he wanted to start, but he went through his life thinking, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough. How about maybe you're believing, maybe one time you believed that God would send the right person into your life, the right spouse. Probably somebody's box up there. Here's the husband, here's the wife that this person was praying for, but they gave up and they never received it. What I want to encourage you to do today is don't leave those blessings stored up. Go out and receive. Believe that God has blessed you with every spiritual blessing. God has stored up for you. David said, God has stored up blessings for the righteous. You have blessings stored up for you that you don't even know about. And my encouragement is, don't leave them stored up. Amen. God said to the people in Joshua 18, how long before you take possession of the land that I have given you? God said, I've already given it to you. Actually, at this point in the story, they've already defeated all of their enemies. They're just chilling in the land. And God says, how long before you get out and take possession of the land that I have given to you? It already has your name on it. How long are you going to wait before you start believing that you're blessed? How long, I believe, as I was praying this morning, I believe that there are people, and you've been saved, you received Jesus as your Savior, but you've been going through life full of guilt, full of shame. You still haven't let your past go. You're still living every day with regret for things that you've done in the past. How long are you going to live in condemnation, in guilt, in shame, before you take possession of the forgiveness that God has purchased for you? How long are you going to wait before you start believing that you are strong, that you are healthy, that God has given you everything that you need, that God has a plan for you? This is your time. This is your moment. The prophet Joel said, wake up, mighty man. Wake up, mighty women. Shake off the fear, the intimidation today. Just let it fall right off your life. And take possession of what God has given you. When God says you're blessed, don't try to figure it out. Amen. I want to invite the music team to come up and the worship team. We're gonna land this plane really soon, okay? But what I want to encourage you in today, you know, I was telling God, I said, God, every time that I preach a message, I wanted to, you know, do this great dissertation about the face of God. And every time I start preaching a message, it starts being about faith. And I said, come on, God, like, give me something new. They're going to think I only know about one thing. But I believe that God wants to increase your faith today, to build up your faith today. You might be facing something that's really difficult. Your bank account might not say that you're blessed. You know what? The medical report that you got might say just the opposite of what God's word says. But I want to tell you to stir up your faith today. When God says you're blessed, don't try to figure it out. Just agree. Just say, yes, I'm blessed. When God says you're prosperous, don't go check in the stock market. Just agree. Say, yes, God, I'm prosperous. When God says that you're healthy, when God says that you're strong, that he's restoring health and life back into you. When he says that you will live and not die, and your medical report says just the opposite of that, that's okay. Just say, God, if you say it, I am healthy, I'm strong, I will live and not die. You might have children that are off doing things that you don't approve of or that aren't the best for their life. They aren't God's best. They might not be living up to God's best. But God said in his word, your children will be mighty in the land. Your children will rise and call you blessed. God says it. Just say yes. Just say amen. Say yes, God. My children will be mighty in the land. As for me and my house, we will serve you. Speak it by faith. When you get in agreement with God, that is what allows him to release those things that are stored up for you. All of the promises of God, it says in 2 Corinthians 1, are yes and amen. Yes, you're healthy. Yes, you're strong. Yes, you're blessed. Yes, you're prosperous. Yes, you're forgiven. Yes, there's hope for your future. But what I've learned is that the yes alone is not enough. If you want this blessing, this promise, to be a reality in your life, then you need to add the amen today. What does amen mean? Be it unto me. You might say, yes, God blesses. Yes, God heals. Yes, God prospers. Yes, God forgives. Yes, God is for some other people. But when you add the amen, you say, be it unto me. Yes, God blesses me. Yes, God heals me. Yes, God loves me. Yes, God gives me peace. Yes, God gives me hope. You might be thinking, Pastor Jake, I don't want to get my hopes up today. I don't want to be let down. I want to encourage you, get your hopes up. Stir your faith up. Go ahead. Trust God. I dare you to trust God. I know he's going to do something incredible in your life. I have a lot more notes, but we don't need them. Psalm 67 says this, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your way may be known on earth and your saving power among all nations. God wants to make you an example. And when I say that, probably that scares some people. God wants to make an example out of you, okay? But in a good way. This is a prayer that David prayed. He said, may God bless us. May God make his face shine upon us. And aren't you glad to know that God's favor on your life is for a lifetime? God's favor is for a lifetime. God's face is constantly shining on you because you're in Christ. God's blessing has already been paid for in your life because of what Jesus did. You receive every blessing that the righteous man deserves because Jesus was righteous on your behalf, and you've become the righteousness of God. And God wants to make an example of you. God wants to bless you. And God wants to make his face shine upon you. You know, when other people in your office, they might be going through a difficult time, and it might be really hard. We have compassion for people and love for people. But when they see that you're facing a difficult situation, they see you have peace. You're at rest. You have faith. You have trust. God wants to bless you. God wants to give you victory, to make an example out of you so that his ways may be known in the earth. People would come and say, why are you so blessed? Why are you so strong? You're 98. Why are you still lifting weights? You're 124. Come on. It's the blessing of God. He renews my youth. Every promise, every blessing of God is for you. Before we wrap up today, I just want to give an opportunity for anybody. You know, it's an amazing thing, that exchange that we were talking about earlier. When we receive Jesus, that he takes all of the punishment of our sin and we get all of the benefits of his righteousness. It's an incredible promise, and I want to give an opportunity for anybody here today. If your heart stopped beating today and you're not sure if you would be right before God, I want to give you an opportunity while we're here in God's house today to know that you would be right with God. And so if you're here today and you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, and you're not sure that you would be right with God if you were to stand before him today, what I want to ask you to do is something really brave. If that's you, would you just stand to your feet? Is there anybody here at all? Amen. Praise God. Well, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And what I want to do is, I told you earlier that Pastor Joel, he's got the anointing on this house, and he's asked me to preach today. So I have the anointing to pass on a blessing to you today. And I want to speak a blessing over you before you go. And I want to let you know before you leave that God's favor for you is for a lifetime. God is always, when he's looking at you, he's always smiling. You know, God loves you, but God also likes you. And he's looking on you with favor. He's giving you victory. You might think the only righteous blessing that I've gotten in my life is when it says the righteous falls seven times. That's the only one. But if that's you, you can get back up again. Amen. Amen. It says they fall seven times, but they get up again. Amen. So would you all stand with me? I want to speak a blessing over you. Is this, I know that you're for me? No. All right, let's pray. God, we thank you today that you have given us every single blessing in Christ Jesus. And Lord, for those who are struggling in different areas today, we speak faith. We speak hope. We are filled with the good things of your house, like we read in your word. And Lord, I pray that in this place where nothing is impossible, that they would receive from you, from your word today, that all those who are in need of a healing, that health would be restored to them in the name of Jesus. All of those who are weak and weary and heavy laden, that strength would rise up in them in Jesus' name. And Lord, those who are in a situation where they need your help, they need your favor, God, I pray your favor would shine on them today, that those things that you stored up for them, that they wouldn't leave them stored up, but Lord, give them the faith to take hold of every promise that you have given them today. Lord, we speak life and hope. I pray for every hopeless situation, God. Send your hope today. Send your grace today for all those who are feeling guilty and condemned. Lord, I pray your grace, your mercy would wash over them today. I pray that they would not leave forgiveness stored up in heaven, but it would be released in their life today in Jesus' name, and freedom from every addiction, from every stronghold in Jesus' name today. And now would you receive this blessing? I pray that the Lord would bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. If you agree, would you say amen? Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Thanks for coming out today. Such a blessing to be with you. We pray that you're blessed. Have a great holiday, rest of the weekend, and we'll see you next week.